This is News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM. You're listening to Talk of the Town. I'm Steve Kelly with Brett Paquita from West Michigan's Morning News. Joel Bierling joins us in studio with Beer Distillery. The place, by the way, is available on the web at beerdistillery.com, B-I-E-R distillery.com. Joel, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So on West River Drive, about a mile east of the ballpark, you will now see Beer Distillery as folks roll into your driveway and walk into the building. Tell us about the experience that awaits.
Well, I would like to say it's a great experience. We're right on West River Drive, like you mentioned. We do have a sign that's made out of 4 whiskey barrels, so you should be able to see it as you go past. It is a pretty fast road, so you might need to slow down a little bit, but yeah. So we make all our spirits and we make beer and wine on site as well. And we have a full bar and a little bit of food there as well. So you'll have a great experience. We have a variety of different cocktails that are based on the spirits that we make. So you have a lot of choices.
Well, Joel, you know, we're now Beer City USA in Grand Rapids. I was born and raised here. I'm always curious if people fall into this. If you're a local from here and you got consumed with everything that was going on with this industry, how did you come to wanting to open your own distillery?
We'll probably spend the rest of our time based just answering that question, so I'll try to make it short. But yeah, I am from the area. My parents live in Ada. I live in Rockford, technically, near the ski hill. And I actually wrote computer software for 20 years. So it also was a home brewer as well, so interested in making beer. I just got to the point in my life where I kind of wanted to do something different and make some more challenges for myself. I wasn't feeling really challenged by software anymore, so I wanted to do something even much harder than that, and that's distilling. So like I said, I was making beer. At the time, I was looking around. Obviously, there's lots of breweries in the area, so that's been kind of done. At the time, about 4 or 5 years ago, there weren't any other distilleries in the area. So I thought there was both a market opportunity for a distillery, because other areas of the country, there are far more distilleries than there are here. But also, distilling really appeals to my techie side. So it involves everything that you have to do while brewing, but it adds a whole nother layer of complexity to it, more gadgets and toys, more equipment. A lot of my equipment I like to call is Legos for adults, so it can just kind of piece things together.
Who doesn't like Legos? Come on.
I know.
And so it doesn't hurt when you step on it with a bare foot. Right. So we're talking to Joel Bierling, and again, beerdistillery.com, B-I-E-R, distillery.com on West River Drive, a mile east of the ballpark. So with your background with software, would you say, and you mentioned you like the tech side of thing, but you brewed before. Is this, being a distiller, is it more of a science or an art?
It's really both, because there's a lot of science that's involved, a lot of chemistry, a lot of mathematics, and so on. Really the process of distilling is taking a liquid that contains alcohol, and you essentially boil the alcohol out of it. Now, there's lots of different types of alcohol. There's methanol, there's ethanol, only some of these things you want to drink. And there's really no machine that will automatically tell you what you're getting out of the still at any given time is. It really becomes down to the distiller's ability and experience to really make those determinations, to make those cuts. And that's all pretty much an art. You can't read about it. There's no book learning involved in that. You just have to do it and kind of rely on your own senses.
I'm going to interrupt.
Okay.
I know Brett has his hand in the air.
I do.
But I want to know, as a distiller then, if you mention it's a mix between science and art, what's more important to you in this process, your nose or your mouth, taste or smell?
I would say that probably they should be both. Your smell, the aromas are very important. And that's actually, to be honest, it's probably one of my less strong areas, is just my sense of smell. So for me, it's more of a taste. But definitely the aromas are there, and you really, in many cases, you can really determine what you're getting out of the still at any given point in time just by how it smells.
How about this? We just came off the Preakness, and we're in the middle of this Kentucky Derby ride. And I always tell the guys on the show that I love horse racing names and how creative they can be. The same thing can be said for beer and for wine and for the names that you come up with. I mean, for instance, you've got, Devil's Punch and Bedrock. And I mean, when do you come up with these names? Who comes up with them? And also, how do you come up with those recipes?
So my wife is really kind of the brains behind the outfit in terms of a lot of the names and definitely the recipes. You're right. A lot of beers do have a lot of kind of strange sounding names. One thing I tried to do with our spirits and with our cocktails is that I want all of our names to really have a real basic meaning that gives some insight into what you're drinking, as opposed to some random catchy sounding name. So basically, for instance, Devil's Message is the brand name for a rum. Rum was typically drunk by pirates, so that's kind of, and it was called demon water at the time. So that's where that name comes from. One of our spirits, our gin, is called Mum's Ruin. That's because during the 1700s, there was what was called the gin craze in London, and gin got a reputation of Mother's Ruin. So Mother's Ruin was taken, so Mum is more English, so that's where the name for the gin comes from. So all of our names have some real historical significance or some, you know, tie-in to the basic product.
Again, we're talking to Joel Bierling, West River Drive, a mile east of the ballpark. You'll find Beer Distillery, beerdistillery.com. It's B-I-E-R. So if we're talking about a craft and a more smaller batch experience with your beer, wine, and spirits, would you say, this may be a subjective question, but I'm also appealing to the scientist in you, would you say your products taste better than the big batch stuff that folks have the opportunity to buy?
I think so, but leading, I'm obviously...
It was a leading question.
Obviously, I'm a little bit biased. A lot of the industrial, I call them industrial-produced spirits, industrial alcohol, they're made on these really big, very big, what are called column stills. And they don't rely on the distiller's abilities to basically make these separations. It's all very much calculated, and those calculations are imprecise, which is kind of intentionally imprecise. So they rely on spending a lot of time in the barrel to kind of correct the flaws in the still. So I like to think that what I put into the barrel to begin with is a higher quality product than what these industrial producers produce. And so I like to think that I can get a better quality product in the short term as well. So yeah, I think our products do taste better. But really what I try to do with all of our products is actually have a unique product, something that's not a copy of something else that's out there. Because if it tastes exactly like, you know, something else that's out there, I mean, why don't you just buy the other product? They can probably make it for cheaper than I can. So I want to make something that's unique, and I want to make it taste better.
That's a great answer.
So Joel, I'm driving down West River. I'm in the Rockford area, and I see your unique building and the whiskey barrels out front. Can I stop in and kind of see what you guys are doing? Is there a tasting room? Do you guys have food?
Yep, we have a full bar using our products, and we do have some small plates and appetizers as well. The bar is open weekly at 4:30 till 9 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We open at noon to midnight. 6 o'clock on Sunday. So yeah, you can stop on by anytime. If you want to buy a bottle, I'm not going to turn you away anytime during the day. So you can always come in and buy a bottle if you'd like. In terms of tours, I love talking about what I do. I love showing it off. So as long as I'm not running around with, you know, crazy doing something else, I love to show people around.
There you have it. Again, as you mentioned, Brett, West River Drive, mile east of the ballpark. You know where it is. Beerdistillery.com to find out more. BIERDistillery.com. Joel Bierling, congratulations on the new business and thanks for dropping by.
Well, thank you for having me.
This is News Radio with 1300 and 106.9 FM. You're listening to Talk of the Town.